God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you have been prayed for to receive the Holy Spirit and you didn't speak with tongues, there's primarily one of two reasons why. I'm going to give them to you. Don't think, well, it's just not for the gift of tongues is not for everybody. Well, you're wrong. Speaking with tongues is for everybody. I said, well, it says in the Bible. No, it's not talking about that. It's talking about a ministry of speaking in tongues and interpretation. Same writer said, you may all speak with tongues. Right? It's one of the signs that follow believers. If you don't believe it, then you're not a candidate to receive. But if you have been prayed for and you didn't speak with tongues, it's because of one of two reasons. Either a lack of faith, we're back to puny faith, or a failure to yield. To yield. To yield means to act on the promptings of the Holy Ghost. Let's say it's offering time. And he deals with you to sow $1,000. How would you yield to that? By acting on that prompting, right? If you didn't sow the money, if you didn't give the money, then you didn't yield. How would I tell which one it is, Brother Keith? Real simple. If when you're prayed for, if you sense the Holy Ghost coming on you, the anointing and the power coming on you, then it wasn't a lack of faith. You expected him to come on you. You expected him to fill you, and he came on you, and he came up in you. And when he does, he'll give you utterance. But you have to speak it out. You use your tongue, use your mouth, use your vocal cords, just like when you're speaking English. Difference is, it's not coming out of your head, it's coming out of your heart. Amen? If you don't speak, you won't speak. And see, that's what I struggled with for so long. I kept waiting for him to make me speak. Or just speak through me apart from me. That's not what the scripture says. That's not how it is. I remembered after I did finally receive and yield, I remembered there were times I was on the altar tarrying. And, you know, only knew so much to say, oh God, please fill me. Oh God, please. Please. Oh God, please fill me. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. Fill me with the Holy Ghost. And the guys that helped me, they didn't know much more than me. They'd slap me on the back and go, hold on, brother. Hold on. Stay with it. People get in front and say, turn loose. Turn loose. Let it go. Let it go. One said, say glory. Say glory. Say it faster. Say it faster. Say, Lord, glory. Lord, glory. He said, that's it. No, that ain't it. One fellow said, just shake your head like this. Just shake your head. I said, Jesus, Jesus. No, don't do that. Don't do that. That ain't it. That ain't it. But that's all we knew. That's all we knew. And I remember one night, I was up there in the altar. And, you know, all you know do is beg and cry. So I beg and cry and cry and beg. Well, please, God, please. I'll try to live better. I'll try to do right. Please, please, please. And after a while, I sensed. I didn't know what he was. But I sensed this heaviness come on me and this peace and this, you know, strength of God. And so much so that I just kind of wilted over the altar. Man, I just could hardly pick my head up. And I heard, boom. Boom, boom. I just kept hollering, please, God, please, give me the Holy Ghost. Give me. And finally, I looked around. All the men were falling out under the power, All around, not a man was standing or kneeling. Every one of them was laying out under the power like this. And I feel the anointing so strong, I can't hardly raise my head. I'm just all wilted over there, and I'm still going, please, God, please give me the heart. Didn't have enough sense to realize he's going, hello, here I am, it's me. But I didn't know how to yield. Everybody say yield.
Yield.
Yield. I remember a good friend of mine, fine man of God, Baptist deacon, a man I grew up around. He came to one of our meetings later on, good man. And he decided he wanted to be filled with the Holy Ghost. So he came up in and I laid hands on him. Man, the Holy Ghost came on him. Well, now, what does that show? He had faith.
Yeah.
He was expecting. Does that mean you automatically speak?
No.
No. You got to yield, which means you've got to speak. If you don't speak, you won't speak. And Holy Ghost came on him. He began to jump and go, whoo, 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 whoo. And finally I had to grab him. I said, whoa, brother, quit. Didn't say they're all filled with the Spirit and begin to jump. Didn't say they're all filled with the Spirit and begin to go, whoo, whoo. So I said, why? Because he's not responding correctly.
Yeah.
He senses the anointing. It's time for him to speak. But again, he's believing God's just going to make him. So he's actually dissipating the anointing. Do you understand? There can be a genuine move of the Spirit and a wrong response. You understand that? Anything on the human side could be messed up. You understand that? Right? Sure. How would you know which one it was? If you prayed for and you didn't receive, you didn't speak in tongues, it's because of one of two reasons. Lack of faith or failure to yield. If you didn't sense anything when you prayed, didn't feel like the Holy Ghost came in you or on you, anything, lack of faith. You weren't expecting. Because if you're expecting, He comes. Every time. I said every time. That's what Jesus said. You know, if a son would ask of his father bread, would he give him a stone? Ask a fish, would he give him a serpent? How much more then would the father give, Matthew says good things, Luke says the Holy Spirit to them that ask him. So if you ask in faith, what happens? He gives every time, every time. If you say, yeah, man, I sensed him. Like one person said this, one guy said this. He said, oh, I sensed him. He was all over me. And the minister said, well, did it seem like, you know, something come up in you, like you wanted to speak? He said, yeah, it was all I could do to keep from it. That's what he said. He said, because I don't want it to be me now. Well, who do you want to receive? See, wrong thinking. And I know well about it because I was, held back for years. Years I was held back. One day, I was reading a little book by Brother Kenneth Hagin. What 7 steps how to receive the Holy Spirit. In my little 1969 Marriott mobile home. With the genuine imitation black leather sofas and red velvet curtains. Shag carpet. It was special. But I was sitting there reading that book and he said, you know, ask the Father to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit and believe that you receive. Say, thank you. I believe you receive. And by faith, speak. I read that. I thought, nah, that's too easy. I mean, that's, you know, nah. And then thought came to me. I know it was God. He said, well, you've tried everything else. And I had. They told me, well, brother, I think if you'd shave that mustache off, God would fill you. So I shaved her off. Nothing happened. I mean, you know, thing, I don't mean one thing. I mean thing after thing after thing after thing. See, all that's works. Do you understand? That's works. Trying to earn it or merit it. That's never going to work. Never going to happen. Because it's by grace. And so I said, okay, I was there by myself. I said, all right. Father, I ask you to give me the gift. Of course, I'd begged for it for years. I ask you to give me the gift of the Holy Spirit. And I said, here's something I hadn't been doing. I believe I receive. See, I've never done that. I believe I receive Him right now. And I thank you for giving me utterance in other tongues like you did them the day of Pentecost. By faith I speak. And the book has said, don't say anything in English. Don't say anything in your own tongue. Don't just be quiet. Speak by faith. Well, what am I going to say? You don't know. It's by faith. But you got to use your tongue, your vocal cords. The fact that you're physically speaking is not supernatural. You have to use your, purse your lips and use your tongue and use your vocal cords and diaphragm and breathe just like you do when you talk. The supernatural thing is where the utterance is coming from. It's not coming out of your head. It's coming out of your heart by faith. So I just said, all right, here goes. Pogeleden vanemoshken te preji. Then I thought, nah. Cause when Aunt Mildred received, she saw a bright light and rolled up under the pew. And see, sometimes what you know holds you back. Because you've been taught wrong and you thought wrong hinders you. But I went back. Thank God. Now I'm getting off of tradition and I'm getting on the word. He had said 1 Corinthians 14 says, you know, when you speak not unto men. No man understands him. But God does. And in the spirit you speak in mysteries. Well, why do it? You're building up yourself on your most holy faith. You're praying out mysteries. So I went back to the Word and I began to realize, and I've had people tell me, well, I don't know if that's a tongue or not. You wouldn't know. You ain't qualified. There are tongues of the earth that don't sound like a language to us. You ever heard some of them? But they are. They're just as much a language as English is, but they don't sound. The Bible even talks about angelic tongues. What do they sound like? You wouldn't know. You're not qualified. So don't listen to yourself and try to ascertain that that's a legitimate tongue. You wouldn't know. You ain't qualified. Just speak by faith and believe that God hears you. He understands you. And so I said, all right, by faith, I'm going to do it. So I just kept on speaking and kept on speaking. And I didn't see a ball of fire and I didn't feel lightning strike, but I just kept on speaking. And I'm telling you, it didn't all happen in a moment, but the more I spoke, the stronger he got, and the more I spoke, the better it was, and the more I spoke, and then sometimes I'd just lay in the bed and just speaking. What are you saying? Talking mysteries with God. Building up myself. Amen. What good is that? Well, if you have to ask, you don't know. But, there's a lot of good. You must receive by faith. And then you must yield by faith. Can you say amen?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with the Lunatic Son, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R905. That's R905, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.